You're listening to the Live Free Now podcast, bringing you the news, views, tips, and tools you can use to live a free, prosperous, and healthy life. Find us online at livefreenow.show. And now your host, John Bush.
Hey friends, John Bush here with the Conscious Resistance Network, the Live Free Now Show, and Brave Botanicals, which is a company that I own. We sell kratom and CBD and been doing it for over 3 years now, and it's become quite the passion for me. I've been an activist for 20 years and a health freedom activist for a good bulk of that time, a natural health advocate as well. So when I got involved in kratom, when I learned about kratom, it was a natural fit for me because not only is it a natural plant remedy, but the government is not very fond of it in the least bit. The government has a very big distaste for kratom in large part because kratom is big competition for the pharmaceutical companies. And as such, they've been trying to shut it down. So we are bringing this broadcast to you today to talk about kratom, what it's all about, its benefits, and specifically to talk about how people are utilizing kratom in order to overcome addiction and in order to overcome a dependence on the pharmaceutical companies. So we're going to be taking your questions as we do this video, so feel free to question or comment. The last video we did on kratom here on the Conscious Resistance Network channel was super popular with lots of engagement, lots of views, and come to find out there's lots of Conscious Resistance viewers that also take kratom and benefited from kratom. I want to invite you to go to bros.freeounceofkratom.com. Here you will be able to try an ounce of kratom for free. All you got to do is pay $5 shipping and handling, and then we will send it out to you. No problem whatsoever. It's a free ounce of green Mang Da. I also want to make it very clear, as I put at the top of the description, that we are a sponsor of the Conscious Resistance Network. Me and Derek have been buddies for 10 years now. And when I was invited to be on the YouTube channel and to share stuff here, actually before then, I reached out to Derek and said, hey, let's promote this on your show and you and the Conscious Resistance Network can get a kickback. So every purchase that you make, the Conscious Resistance Network gets a pretty sizable percentage. So that will help to fund this network and more specifically help to fund the activism and journalism of Derek Bros, which I certainly appreciate all the good work that he is doing. But more importantly, it will help people to overcome chronic pain, stress and anxiety, problems with energy and focus. And a lot of people have a whole lot of luck overcoming addiction by utilizing kratom. So like I said, I'll go to your comments. Somebody asks already, what is kratom? Now, that's a funny picture you got there. What is kratom? I'm glad you asked. Kratom is a member of the coffee family. It's made from the powderized leaves of the kratom evergreen tree. It's grown primarily in Southeast Asia. It's been used for hundreds of years in Southeast Asia as a folk remedy, mainly for workers and laborers. Whenever they're starting to feel fatigue, they would drink some kratom tea. And then also whenever they get off work and they're wanting to relax, rather than sitting around and drinking beer like a lot of people do in America, they would pour up some kratom tea and sit around the fire and unwind. Also, interestingly enough, kratom was used in order to help people overcome opium addiction back in the day. Now, here in the States, we see this opiate crisis, opioids being substances that interact with the body's opioid receptors, and specifically prescription pain medicine, chemical opioids, and then opiates are raw derivatives from the opium plant, like opium or from the poppy plant, and like heroin, for example. We have this massive epidemic that's not letting up in the least bit, with tons of people dying, and many people start that addiction by getting an accident, having chronic pain, knee problems, back problems. They take the opioids, the prescription pain medicine, they start to wear off, they continue to take more. And there's even a lot of people that were introduced to heroin because they were dependent on the opioids and the opioids stopped working for them. So that's one of the things back in the day, kratom was used to overcome opium addiction. And now a lot of people are using it to overcome opioid and opiate addiction. There's a few different varieties of kratom. There's red, green, and white. The green varieties tend to be the most popular. They are more for stress, anxiety. Although some of them are strong, people take them for pain as well. They are a little bit uplifting. If you're feeling tense, they kind of help you to unwind. The red varieties are what most people take for chronic pain. They tend to be good for the body, a little more relaxing, a little more sedative. And the white variety is a little more uplifting, energetic, good for focus, being in social settings, or if it's going to help you to work. Let me show you what it looks like real quick. This is actually the free ounce that you would get by going to bros.freeounceofkratom.com. It's a green Meng Da. As you can see, one of the red varieties is a little bit darker in color. And then the white varieties tend to be a little lighter. It's not as particular as a strain of cannabis, for example, but they do tend to be from the same trees in the same area. Often the region has something to do with it, when the harvesting has something to do with the color of the plant and the veins, and in turn the effect that it will have. So kratom has grown increasingly popular in the West, and it's being used a whole lot for chronic pain. And that's the red varieties again. A lot of people are finding that it doesn't have a lot of the negative side effects that they find with prescription pain medicine. And then a lot of people are using the green and whites to help with stress and anxiety, energy and focus. And then there's people that are even using white kratom, for example, instead of Adderall. So that's going to be one of the big focuses of the program today, is how people are utilizing this plant medicine instead of prescriptions, and they're having an increase in their quality of life. Just want to throw out a disclaimer. I'm not a doctor. I don't have an MD by my name. I'm not a chiropractor, naturopath. I am a well-educated man, and I've been involved in natural health for around a decade or so, maybe longer now. And I do run this business, so I'm very well-versed in kratom, and I'm going to be sharing some testimonials with you. So you don't have to take my word for it. Do some research. Do that research with a keen eye, though, because there's a lot of propaganda and misinformation that's been put out by the Food and Drug Administration, the Center for Disease Control, and other pharmaceutical conglomerates against kratom because it's so affordable, and people are, again, are taking it instead of prescription pain medicine. So again, I want to invite you to try it out at bros.freeouncekratom.com. Also, if you use the coupon code health freedom, no caps, no space, you can get 17.76% off. We're doing a sale for our customers as well. I haven't launched that yet, but by the time you watch this video, it'll be launched. It's launched now, where you can get 17.76% off if you use the coupon code HEALTHFREEDOM. So that doesn't apply to the free ounce because all you're paying for is shipping, but you are presented with an opportunity to try our four other strains once you add that free ounce to cart. These are all five of the different types. We just recently added a sixth, but you get these four other strains for 50% off. So here's the free ounce. And then here's the four other strains you get for 50% off. And then if you use the coupon code HEALTHFREEDOM, you get 17.6% off. So that's 67.76% off. Let's take some of your comments before I'm going to get a little bit deeper into how kratom helps. I'm going to share some testimonials from some people as well that I think are really powerful. There's even a ton of testimonials in the comments section from the last video that we did on kratom here on the Conscious Resistance Network. That was super popular. Got a lot of support there. I'm on kratom right now. Great as a coffee replacement. Yeah, a lot of people, it's actually a member of the coffee family, the Rubacea family. I don't know how you say it. I think it's R-U-B-I-C-A-E. It doesn't have caffeine, but it's a member of the same family, the kratom plant. It's grown from the leaves. It's made from the leaves of a kratom evergreen tree, which is the same member as a coffee family. So a lot of people feel weird or jittery with coffee, or it's a little too strong for them. They find that kratom can help with uplifting. We got this guy, Adam's Family 78. Before I started the video, he said, let me throw back a couple grams of white Meng Da. That's actually what this is here. Our white lightning's a white Meng Da, for those that want to give that one a try. So yeah, it's chill and subtle if you take a little bit. So thoughts on the new shots of kratom coming lately? Not exactly familiar with what you're talking about. There are kratom shots that are like a kratom extract that have a more concentrated alkaloid content. I've tended to stay away from extracts because I think they can be a little too strong. Maybe can be abused a little bit easier. I'll talk about earlier. I said how the title of this video is how kratom can help people get free from the clutches of addiction and big pharma. But as I'll talk about later, people can become dependent on kratom. And I'll also share some tips on how you can avoid that by using kratom responsibly. But just the same as somebody just said about kratom and coffee, the kratom, you can get addicted to coffee or dependent. I'll talk about how I define dependency and addiction as well. Mike West says, I need to get some kratom to get over my addiction to opiates. Well, that's why I'm doing this video. I'm going to help people. And there's been many people that have found luck doing just that. So again, if you go to bros.freeounceofkratom.com, bros.freeounceofkratom.com, all you got to do is chip over $5 and we'll cover, you cover the shipping and handling $5, and I'll send you an ounce of kratom that normally costs $15 if you buy just one at a time. So again, if you're really struggling, try bros.freeounceofkratom.com. Give Kratom a try. A lot of people use it to transition away from the dependency on the opioids or opiates. A lot of people want to quit, but they find that the withdrawal symptoms are so severe, so painful, so uncomfortable that the easiest thing they can do is just go back to taking the pills or go back to taking the H. Kratom helps a lot of people through that transition because it's been reported that it helps to minimize those withdrawal symptoms. Some people report that it just eliminates them altogether, but I think it's all personal physiology and how much of a substance someone's taking. But that's something that people take Kratom specifically for, and they find a whole lot of luck. Let's keep hitting some of these comments here. Tom Thumb says, Kratom is very addictive and it sucks getting off of. If you take a whole lot of Kratom regularly, you can become physically dependent. If you stop taking the Kratom and don't taper down, you can experience withdrawal symptoms. Now, in my experience, I drink Kratom just about every day, and I take a few days off here and there. But after, that splashed in my face, after having drank Kratom in a decent dose, like two good-sized teaspoons, whenever I've stopped, I haven't experienced withdrawal symptoms outside of just a little bit of irritability. But I don't take a whole lot. Now, there's some people that were formerly dependent on heroin or pain pills, and now they become dependent on Kratom, and they were taking a whole lot of those pain pills or a whole lot of heroin. Now they're taking a whole lot of Kratom. And it is an example of harm reduction, because no matter, besides what the FDA or CDC will tell you, people haven't died from taking too much Kratom. I'm not going to say people can't die from taking too much Kratom, because you can die from drinking too much water. But all the reported instances of Kratom-related deaths, there were other stuff in the person's system, or they fell off a roof, or they were shot, or drove a truck off of a bridge or something. So, but we'll talk about that later, and I'll give you some tips on how to use Kratom responsibly so as to avoid becoming dependent or addicted. Mike says he's finally off heroin. Now he's just on Suboxone. That's great. You're going in the right direction. I'm very happy for you. Keep up the good work. There's a lot of people that go from the H to the Suboxone using Kratom, then they go down to Kratom, then they go to sobriety. But yeah, I'm kind of worried I'm going to be stuck on some form of opiate for the rest of my life. So I'm telling you, man, this is what a lot of people are using Kratom to get off of, just like that. Pick of Hercules, an awesome statue I saw in here. I want to show you too, here in the background, these are what the Kratom trees look like. I don't know if there's a way to get you a better view of that, but these are Kratom trees. This is actually from the Indonesian Kratom farm where we source our Kratom. Been using the same farmer for quite some time. Okay, Mike says his started after surgery when he blew his knee out playing hockey, went from oxycodone, oxycontin to heroin. Man, that is a digression that a lot of people experience. So we're going to share some testimonials with you of people that have had luck. I was on Suboxone for 8 years, got off of it using Kratom. I love Kratom, still using it. So happy to hear that, Darlene. Rock and roll. Kratom's not very addictive. Tom Thumb, this is not your experience. There's actually a Reddit group that has like 30,000 people or 19,000 people, and they all talk about some really negative withdrawal symptoms that they experience. So again, if you take a whole lot of it regularly, every day, for months on end, you could experience some withdrawal symptoms. If I'll go ahead and get to the tips, here's how to avoid really negative withdrawal symptoms and Kratom addiction. Now, I differentiate dependency and addiction. This is from the work of Dr. Gabor Mate, who's an MD and does all sorts of great work helping people with addiction. So you can become physically dependent on something like coffee or Kratom, for example, or pornography or sex, or whatever, or like thrill riding or exercising. You get dependent on, I don't know if you're dependent on the release of the endorphins, but you can be physically dependent on something. But he says that in order to be addicted, not only are you physically dependent, but there's negative consequences for yourself and others. And that's an added element in order for something to qualify as an addiction. So, for example, if someone's addicted to caffeine, like I drink caffeine every day. I'm sorry, if someone's dependent on caffeine, I drink caffeine every day. I don't have my little thing. I drink this clean energy drink. 50% of the profits go to help people recover from addiction. So that's great. It's got 160 milligrams of caffeine. I always try to buy multiple at the same time. I drink it every day. If I weren't to have that drink or have some coffee or whatever, then I'd probably feel a little like, oh man, I don't feel so hot. Somebody that I was close to used to get migraines when they didn't drink caffeine or have coffee by like noon or 1 o'clock. So that would be a physical dependency. But would that I can consider that an addiction? No, because there's not negative consequences from me drinking Kratom. Same thing. There's not negative consequences from caffeine. There's not negative consequences from me drinking Kratom. And I don't believe I'm physically dependent because I don't experience withdrawal symptoms, but people can become physically dependent. Now, if someone were to be so dependent that on Kratom that, and they needed to have it and they like didn't have a job and they were stealing from someone else in order to get Kratom, or if they were drinking so much Kratom that it was making their body ache or something, their liver was like, whoa, slow down, you're pounding so much liver, then, and they continue to do it in spite of knowing that and being aware of that, then perhaps that could qualify as addiction. But here's three tips that you can do in order to minimize the chance that you develop a tolerance and in turn become dependent on Kratom. Number one is to take breaks. So you drink Kratom daily. It becomes a daily thing because you have pain or because it helps you to resist the urges for H or Adderall or whatever. And then on day 7 or day 10 or day 14, you take a break for 2 to 3 days. This gives your body's system an opportunity to reset from the alkaloids. Then when you start drinking it again, it'll have a little bit more potency. Another thing that you can do is cycle between different types. So you can take a green manga this day, white manga that day, different type of green the other day. But if you take the same one repeatedly, then you could, it makes it a little easier to start developing a tolerance. Another thing, if you have chronic pain or like anxiety and the Kratom helps you not to be so anxious or so short with your kids, for example, then you could take Kratom and then you take a day off. And if you want to still have something that can help you as a crutch to not be so stressed or whatever, you can maybe switch to CBD, for example. So those are some tips. Also, just healthy living in general, exercise, drinking lots of water. This will help with not becoming so dependent or having such high withdrawals. But the number one thing that you can do if you want to avoid craving dependence is take time off of it. If you find that it's a daily habit for you or a daily ritual, something that you include in your regular supplementation, then it's important for you to take 2, 3, 4 days off, more if you can, occasionally, so as not to develop a tolerance. It's the tolerance that's leads people to the dependency. So that's the advice I would have for someone that's worried about addiction or whatever. Gary Farrell says, I've been meaning to buy some. I'm ashamed to admit it, but I became addicted to pain pills when I started trying to do them recreationally back when I was 18. Biggest mistake of my life. Hey man, there's no, you know, shame. Like Mike West says, no shame, man. Most of us who ended up shooting heroin started the same way. So their shame is like this emotion and this feeling that, in my opinion, has no place for anyone. It doesn't serve anyone in the least bit. And more often than not, the way that shame comes about in your mind, where you feel ashamed, you feel small, is because of external voices, external influences in your life that tried to put you down for something, that spoke ill of you, that talked down to you. More often than not, it's from parents or coaches or bosses or abusive boyfriend or girlfriend or whatever. And so when that shame emotion starts coming in, oh, I feel ashamed, I've been taking pills, oh, I can't stop it. It's usually because you're replaying a soundtrack that was imprinted upon your mind. And in turn, the voices that felt, that caused you to feel shame and said, I'm ashamed of you and how dare you, you should be ashamed of yourself. You internalize those voices and they became your own internal monologue. So I just wanted to throw out there, there's no need to feel shame. You need to love yourself. And when it comes to addiction and stuff, you know, I talk about Kratom and I sell Kratom and I help people using Kratom to help overcome addiction. But in reality, the Kratom is just a bandage, right? There's a lot of deeper work that needs to take place. Even when utilizing Kratom, there's still a lot of strength and will and perseverance that goes into it. So I want to include that in the conversation too. So I'm glad that you brought up shame and that triggered me to talk about this, because our emotions and our internal dialogue, if we can take control of that, if we can not have our emotions control us, rather that we can gain wisdom from our emotions because there's signals that something's not right or that we need to do work on something, right? There can even be value in shame, although it's not a healthy emotion. When you feel shame over something, then maybe it's a signal that something needs to change. That's not always the case, for example. Like people feel shame for masturbating, for example, but there's nothing unhealthy about that, for example. So yeah, just want to throw that out there. There's a lot of emotional work and getting control of that internal dialogue that can really help people through addiction. Oftentimes addiction can come, as our friend Mike said, when someone gets an accident and they have pain and then they get prescription pain medicine, and that starts a slippery slope. But people can also become addicted because they want to try to numb some sort of pain that they have, an emotional pain, an internal pain that resulted from some sort of trauma that they had in their childhood or in their early life or even in their adulthood. And it's when we can face that, when we can overcome that, when we can address that, when we can heal from that, that it also in turn makes it easier to live life from a sober perspective without having to numb things. So thank you everyone for tuning in. I appreciate, there's a lot of comments here. Let me try to keep up with a little bit more before I keep on going. Does kratom cause constipation like opiates? Kratom, taking a lot of kratom can definitely cause constipation. That's one of the side effects. Eating a lot of fiber, drinking a lot of water can help overcome that. In fact, I don't experience that anymore, but I did when I first started taking it, especially when I would take a decent amount, it could have that side effect of constipation. Sorry, there's tons of comments. I'm having trouble keeping up. I want to get through these before they all get bogged down all the way. And I appreciate everyone. Share this with your friends. Again, you can go to bros.freeouncekratom.com, bros.freeouncekratom.com. Pay $5 shipping and handling. We'll send you a free ounce. You'll be presented with an opportunity to try our four other strains for 50% off. Also, we have a coupon going right now for 4th of July, Health Freedom. Health Freedom will get you 17.76% off. 17.76% off. And yes, I am trying to sell you on trying kratom if you're struggling with addiction or pharmaceuticals or whatnot. And yes, a portion of the proceeds do go to fund the Conscious Resistance Network and support the activism and journalism of Derek Brose. Full disclosure, no shame in that either. Can you touch on whether one dose max is best and on withdrawal and misuse? I love it, but once I started, I realized it's very much a drug strong herb. Okay, so I'm not going to go over, I gave some tips earlier. Also, if you search Brave Botanicals, Avoiding Tolerance, Brave Botanicals Tips on Avoiding Tolerance, then I wrote an article on how to avoid tolerance that you can check out. Three tips. I just went over this. I don't know if you can go back on the live video, if you can just wait till it's over. But check it out. Three tips to avoid tolerance. So I encourage you to Google that. Brave Botanicals, three tips to avoid tolerance. The tips are to take 2 to 3 days off. If you're struggling with pain or whatever, take time off from the kratom and maybe take CBD or kava in that time and rotate between different strains or different varieties. That makes it harder to become dependent. So I appreciate your question. If you're prone to addiction, kratom is as bad as anything, taking 6 tablespoons a day just to keep the withdrawal symptoms away. Okay, so, you know, if someone's already moved on from an addiction or they were like dependent on H or opioids a year ago and they've been sober ever since, then I wouldn't touch kratom because some of the varieties do have a little bit of mild euphoria. I experimented with Vicodin recreationally back in the day, like early college and stuff. One of my friends experimented a little too much and he ended up, you know, taking it all the time and becoming hardcore addicted to those pills. But, you know, there's a warmth that you kind of feel from opioids or opiates. Kratom, if you take a decent amount and it's good stuff, can also have a little bit of that warmth, right? So if you were formerly taking this or that and you've been sober or clean and you're concerned because you are prone or you have a tendency towards addiction, then I would not try it at all. Stay away from it. Stay away from all that stuff, anything that could lead you back down to that world. But having said that, if someone is trying to come off of something, opioids, even though there's risk of becoming dependent, or if someone has an addictive personality, they may become dependent. I don't even subscribe to the whole addictive personality thing. I would say that some people are more susceptible to addiction. Some people are more, have a tendency towards addiction because of their environment, because of their upbringing. And there, it could even be a DNA aspect to that, right? But that can all be overcome through environment, through healing, through work and whatnot. But if someone's hardcore addicted to H or hardcore addicted to prescription pain medicine, which can kill you, which is easily overdosed, especially fentanyl and stuff, then they become dependent on kratom. It's still better than being dependent on this other stuff, because it's, I don't know how much you would have to take to overdose. I don't even know that it's been shown that people can overdose. There's a lot of wishy-washy propaganda out there about that. So, and then also Joe Blow, if you're taking 6 tablespoons a day, that is a high amount. Taking that much every day is something that would lead you to have withdrawal symptoms if you stopped taking that much. One thing people do is taper down. There's this guy, I wish I could remind, maybe I'll try to comment on here later, but there's this guy, if you search online course, kratom, addiction, opioids, or whatever, he has this whole course, a lot of free material too, but there's also a paid course, but tons of free valuable material about how to taper down from the pills and stuff. And then, you know, he's an honest guy. He knows that some people that were hardcore addicted to opioids and opiates could become dependent hardcore on kratom. So he has instructions and videos and advice on how to taper down and how to minimize the kratom withdrawals, so you could eventually get off of that too. But most people that are using it in a reasonable amount, right? Like someone could drink reasonably. There's even people that have a couple beers every day after they get off work, and then they never have to become addicted or become an alcoholic and drink in the morning, you know, first thing when they wake up. Same thing with kratom. If you take it reasonably and you use it responsibly as a tool, more so as a tool, then you don't really have to worry about that kind of stuff as well, right? No judgment in saying any of this at all. If someone has taken it in an irresponsible way, so to speak, we're all here to help one another and have a great conversation. I'm on methadone, would like to try this, but not legal in my state. That's unfortunate. I'm sorry to hear that. Kratom is illegal in 6 states, and the federal government has tried to ban it. I believe it became illegal in these states when they were going to ban K2 and Spice, which is like a synthetic cannabis kind of thing, which is not good for you. And there was an epidemic, especially in homeless populations, where they get all whacked out on this K2 Spice stuff. I think a lot of lawmakers saw kratom sitting next to the K2 and Spice at the head shop or gas station. We're like, oh, that doesn't look good. Let's ban that too. But those 6 states are Indiana, the states where it's red, Arkansas, Alabama, Indiana, Wisconsin, Vermont, surprisingly, and Rhode Island. Those are the 6 states where it's illegal. We will not ship to those 6 states at Brave Botanicals. We will not ship to those 6 states. There's also San Diego, the city of San Diego, Colorado, Denver, Colorado, of all places, where you can buy mushrooms legally. Some states in Illinois, Franklin, New Hampshire, Sarasota County, Florida. There's also efforts to turn this around and to roll this back. The federal government, the FDA, through the DEA, tried to ban it in 2016. They awoke a sleeping giant, and that's early when I learned about kratom. We were selling it at the bookstore I ran before that, but then they tried to ban it, and everyone like freaked out and was like, whoa, what's going on? What is it about this? And it's literally giving people their lives back, to where people that were never politically active called their Congress critters. There were 10 U.S. senators and over 50 U.S. representatives that wrote a letter to the DEA urging them not to emergency schedule it, add it to Schedule 1. And they were victorious. So I'm sorry about that. Another thing that makes it difficult, which is also why, you know, I want to promote health freedom and why it feels good as an activist. The federal government, through this program called Operation Choke Point under Obama, put pressure on the banks, which then in turn put pressure on the credit card companies not to process credit card transactions for a whole wide variety of industries: firearms, adult toy stores, head shops, CBD, and kratom. So we don't do credit card or debit card on the website, but we do accept e-check, which is simply entering your routing number and your checking account number. And it's like an electronic check gets sent from your account to my bank account. Totally safe and secure. It's a company called Green Dot Money. They have an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. Never had any issues with fraud or security issues whatsoever. You can also reach out to me if you want to do Venmo, although that's not listed on the website. You have to select other and then put a little note in the customer thing, and then I'll contact you to figure that out. We can also do Zelle, which is a banking app. Again, just put other and then put a note in the comments in the customer notes section, and I'll reach out to you to make that happen. But eCheck is the easiest way to do it, and it's the most it's safe and secure. No worries about that. So I just wanted to throw that out because we were talking about illegal. The code is Health Freedom. You get 17.76% off. Health Freedom, coupon code Health Freedom, and you get 1776 off. Health Freedom, 17.76% off. Again, this is my business. I've been running for quite some time, and we are a sponsor of the Conscious Resistance Network. Full disclosure, I want to encourage people that are struggling with chronic pain, stress, and anxiety, having trouble with energy and focus, addiction, especially, to give Kratom a try. This is my business, so obviously, you know, it feeds my family, pays for the lights, so on and so forth. But we also partner with the Conscious Resistance Network, and they get a percentage of every single sale that takes place. So if you support the Conscious Resistance Network, and if you support the activism and journalism of Derek Brose, give us a try. If you already take Kratom, we'd love to earn your business, because not only can you get some high quality stuff, best customer service in the industry, I would say, but you're also supporting the work of the one, the only Derek Brose, which I happen to be the president of the Derek Brose fan club. I don't know if anybody knew that or not. All right. So here's one of our customers. I think White Lightning and Red and Relaxation will be my go-tos once I decide to commit and reorder. All right. That's great to hear. Excellent. 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 All right. Kratom withdrawal is child's play compared to opiate withdrawal. And that's what a lot of people report, for sure. It's the opiate. I've never withdrawn from opiates myself, but I've been close to people that have. And being in this industry, I've helped a lot of people through all this, and it's no laughing matter. My biggest fear of shit hitting the fan is fighting withdrawals. It's a true nightmare scenario. I'm sure some of y'all can relate. Yeah, that doesn't sound fun. It's good to have Kratom in your bug out bag, to have a stash. Again, it's affordable. You don't have to go through backroom dealings in order to get it. If there are people that are addicted to pills or whatever, to obtain them legally, it's totally legal except for those six states. And there's no shame in someone obtaining Kratom illegally there. No shame at all with anything, as we talked about earlier. It's not a good emotion. But yeah, it's good to have some. This guy says, Happy Hippo Herbals has very clean Kratom. Best I've found so far. Check it out. I've heard good things about their company. There's some shenanigan companies out there. This one definitely isn't one of them. But yeah, I encourage you to check us out as well. Brave Botanicals. Absolutely. I'm a huge advocate, and my testimony proves that this is everything they say they are. Works well with coffee. Yeah. People take it instead of coffee, or they mix it with the coffee. Similar to coffee withdrawal with flight. I maybe said slight achiness, but it's much better than many of the alternatives. My girlfriend used it for a while to help her with restless leg syndrome. Work worth a try. Yeah, it definitely kind of just chills you out. And a lot of people have reported that it saved their lives, as I see some people saying in here. So yeah, good stuff. All right, let me go over some of the testimonials that we've had with people from my business. Somebody super close to me, my girlfriend now of almost 3 years, when we first started dating, she was still taking Adderall. Right. So it's not just opioids and opiates. She was taking Adderall. She called it her attention medicine. She was diagnosed with ADD or ADHD. I probably have the same kind of wiring in my brain, although I was never diagnosed. Right. And then my brain's just like, the synapses are just like, do, 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 do. I've always considered it a gift, not a disorder. I feel like my brain has the ability to just fire and ta da 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 da, and I can talk to you guys and ba da da da, and multitask, so on and so forth. Right. But she was led to believe it was a disorder and that she needed to take this pharmaceutical Adderall. The Adderall would change her personality. She's very vibrant, very positive. In fact, at her office, they called her Pinkie Pie from the My Little Ponies. She's the one that's all like, oh, everything's going to be all great, rainbows. And she was taking this Adderall. It would change her personality. It would make her feel all wired up. And on top of that, when she would get off of work, in order to what she would call tap the brakes, she would drink. And she would drink a lot. And she would drink routinely because she was taking the Adderall every day. And so this was a problem, and it was this compounding problem. So whenever we met, well, actually, we knew each other for quite some time, but whenever we became romantic and more involved with one another, I was like, hey, you really should try some white lightning kratom. I think that you might find that it'll help you to focus better and stay motivated without having all the crazy side effects, and it'll help you to stop drinking as well. And so I hooked her up with the white lightning kratom. And what we found, I'd read this book about habits, and it talked about three elements of a habit. There's the cue, there's the response, and then there's the reward. All right. And this totally applies to addiction as well. So there's a cue, something that stimulates the response in you, and that's that trained response. And then there's a reward, and the reward reinforces the response. So for her example, when she would go into her inbox on her email and she would see a whole huge list of things that needed to get done, she would start to feel overwhelmed. Maybe there's a stimulus cue. Maybe there's another one, but her feeling in that regard. So there's a cue, reading the inbox, then she would feel overwhelmed. Her response was to open a drawer and take an Adderall. And then the reward, of course, was that her brain was like wired up and she didn't feel overwhelmed because she was able to tackle it. So I was like, hey, how about you take the Adderall out of your desk, you put Kratom instead, and when you have that same cue, man, I feel overwhelmed, instead you switch the response up. Okay, instead of taking the Adderall, because I know that has so many negative effects and it leads to drinking and so on and so forth, I'm going to make a Kratom drink. And so the reward was that it would calm the sense of overwhelm and she would be able to work and focus and be productive without having to take meth, you know, which is legal meth is what Adderall is. And it worked. And, you know, she went back to Adderall a little bit, but then before you know it, she was able to kick it entirely. And then before you know it, she's able to quit drinking entirely. And she hasn't had a drink in over 100 days, maybe like 4 months or so. So I'm super duper proud of her. And it's a testimonial of somebody that's really close to me. And I've seen how Kratom can work. And I want to encourage you, if you are struggling with addiction, to think about that strategy that she utilized. You got to be mindful, right? A lot of people just carry out a program, whether it's a program imparted upon them externally or it's an internal program that they've imparted upon themselves, and they're just carrying out a program. They're not taking a moment to pull themselves out of their own little consciousness and to think about their actions and to think about things, right? So if there's an addiction going on, oftentimes there's a cue. For example, stress, right? Like the guy that's an alcoholic, he comes home from work, he's real stressed out, he sits down on the couch, and already there's an argument taking place between him and his wife. So that's the cue. Oh, man. Or the kids are like running around crazy and fighting with each other. Ah, that's the cue. And the response is, I'm going to go to the fridge and crack open a beer. So if you're conscious of that, you can start to hack your routines. So you have that same response. Oh, I'm already getting in a fight with my wife. I just got home from a long day of work. This is exhausting. Oh, but I'm trying to quit drinking. I keep going back to it. I really want to quit because I get all angry later on after I'm 6 beers in. Okay, I'm going to get up. And instead, I'm going to go to the desk drawer and I'm going to pour a Kratom drink. And you know, one of the cool things about Kratom, honestly, is that it gives you something to do. So a lot of people that, you know, are dependent on drugs or whatever, use recreational drugs, they're like looking for an escape from life, an escape from sobriety, right? And so this isn't like a PC thing. I bet there's other Kratom vendors that wouldn't appreciate this, but Kratom gives you something to do, right? Now, I'm not going to say Kratom makes you high per se, although it does make you feel good. So people that are trying to avoid sobriety or avoid dealing with pain or avoid dealing with stress from their tense life, they still have something to do rather than cracking a beer, rather than snorting a joint or popping a pill. They can go do a ritual, mix up their drink, and then take a sip. And it's still that kind of, I'm consuming something that helps me, right? But again, the side effects are extremely limited compared to all the other stuff. Now, ideally, we can get to a point where when we come home and the cue is, oh my God, I feel stressed. The wife's getting at me and the kids are going crazy. The house is a mess. That's when we're like, I need to go in the garage and bust out my yoga mat, put on some nice mindfulness meditation music, and work on my prana or whatever it is and do my breathing, you know, for example. Or, God, I had such a stressful day at work. I feel so stressed right now. I want to drink. That's your cue to go take a 45-minute jog, right? I want to point out that kratom can be used as a crutch. In reality, what most of us need is to be at peace with ourselves, with the quietness, with the thoughts in our head, without even using kratom to make things easier, right? But again, it's all about baby steps, right? So, boom, 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 you know, you got something crazy going on, or maybe you're banging on some hardcore drug, and then you go from something less, and then you go to kratom, and then eventually let's get used to just being sober and enjoying life. But let me read her little testimonial here that she shared. This is on my website as well. Brave Botanicals White Lightning and Mangda Kratom are an absolute delight and mood elevator. I use these two strains in conjunction with one another and have found that it helps with energy levels, cognitive functioning, alertness, light euphoria, and calmness. I was diagnosed with ADHD a decade ago and struggled with intense Adderall dependency, which led to extremely unhealthy lifestyle habits and an overall squashing of my unique and luscious personality traits. I've been using Kratom regularly for 6 months and have completely kicked my Adderall usage 100% as a result. These products have benefited my life in a way that is impossible to express with my words. I'm now capable to focus on projects of importance while honoring my spirit and vigor. I usually add a small spoonful to a water bottle, shake it up, and consume throughout the day when I need to knock out computer tasks. I have also had the capsules and find that it's a more user-friendly approach as a loose powder flavor profile is rather earthy. I'm grateful to have discovered Kratom and hope that others will experience similar relief. And you can see right there, that's an example of someone going from Adderall, big pharma, profiting to Kratom, natural, more affordable, right? And that's exactly why the government wants to shut her down. So let's go through some more of these questions and comments here. It works wonderful for chronic pain and for getting off pharmaceutical pain meds. 2 years healthy and free of big pharma. I use it daily for extreme pain. I hope others start to use it to live free. And that's what we're talking about here. So I want to remind folks that are wanting to try or maybe skeptical, you can go to bros.freeounceofkratom.com, bros.freeounceofkratom.com. You just pay $5 shipping and handling. You'll get this right here. Let me step you through something too and show you how it works on the website. So this is what happens when you go to bros.freeounceofkratom.com. There's some information here. Great video from this good-looking guy there. Little description. I invite you to join our newsletter where we can keep in contact with you. It's got some info about what it's all about. This was a rally that I helped to organize back in 2016 when the government was trying to ban Kratom. So activists at heart, and this business is activism for me because it helps so many people. But here's what you do to get the $5 free ounce. And let me show you how you can get the opportunity to try the other four strains. So once you click get the ounce, then you go here and you add it to cart. And again, look, it was $15. Now it's $0. And once you add this to cart, you're presented with a one-time offer to try our four other strains for 50% off. It's like, oh, where did it go? Whoopsie. Oh, I must have added it or clicked no. We're going to do that again. Well, whatever. You get the point. So you get an opportunity to get the four other strains for 50% off. Then you can try all four. Two greens, two reds, one white. And then we did add this more recently, white Borneo. It's my new favorite. It's not part of that sample pack, but it can be bought a la carte, and it's super groovy, the white lightning. So I invite you to take advantage of that offer. Of course, you're not going to get a discount on the free ounce because all you're doing is paying for shipping. But if you add the others to cart, or if you try some of our other stuff or get a 4-ounce bag or try some of our CBD, you can use coupon code HEALTHFREEDOM for 17.76% off. This is a sale that we're launched. We're going to send it out to our email subscribers and our existing customers. HEALTHFREEDOM will get you 17.76% off. All right, I'm going to hit some more comments. If you have any questions, please share them. And then we're going to wrap this up, hopefully before too long. Why no credit cards? Well, there's a program called Operation Choke Point that the Department of Justice instituted under the Obama administration. And they originally said that it was to prevent money laundering within the payday loan industry. Of course, there was mission creep. They later used Operation Choke Point, where the federal government put pressure on the banks, put pressure on the credit card companies not to do business with undesirable industries like firearms, head shops, adult toy stores, Kratom and CBD. These are some of my favorite industries here. So it's been difficult to do credit cards or debit cards. That's why we do eCheck with a company called Green Money. They mainly work with cannabis, Kratom and CBD. They have an A plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. Never had any issues. All you got to do is enter your routing number and your checking account. And for people that are concerned with sharing that information, it's the same information that you could find at the bottom of a check. So if you mail a check to your utility company or whatever, it's that same information down there. Nobody can do anything with that information unless they've passed a background check. They have a business that's passed a background check, like my company has, and then they gain access to an e-check processor like Green Dot Money. But I had to go through a lot of hurdles and background checks to have a clean criminal record or no financial fraud or anything. So if someone got a hold of, they're not going to get a hold of it if you share it through our website. But when you send your check out to someone, they would have to go engage in a felony fraud and create a fake check and then try to give that fake check to a company. And these days, a lot of places that receive a check will want to either have an existing relationship with you or they'll want to see an ID or whatever. So I just want to throw that out there because a lot of people, they reach that point where they're like, oh my God, this was a great video. I'm really motivated to give it a try. And then they reach the checkout and they're like, wait a second, I can't pay with credit card or debit card. What's this e-check system? I want to assure you that it's safe and secure. We're not going to have any issues. Again, Brain Botanicals is my company. I'm the lead customer service guy. I have someone else that helps me out, but I'll share my phone number with you also if you want to call me, 512-773-6102. 512-773-6102. You can find it at the top of the website as well. And just go call me up and this will go to my phone right here. Don't call during the video though, because we're doing a video and I won't answer, but you can call me if you have any questions or need some support or are curious or whatever. We'll make it happen. Life's good. I'm here to help people. And I feel blessed that my business that feeds me and my kids is something that I enjoy doing, something that helps others, and something that's a big F you to the government and the man because they don't like Kratom. So what's Kratom? Wait a second. Where you been? You can go back. If this is a live video, I think you can go back. Watch the video. But it's a member of the coffee family made from the powderized leaf of the Kratom evergreen tree. Helps people with stress, anxiety, chronic pain, addiction, energy, focus, all things that are good. Thanks for this. I really appreciate the work you guys are doing, not just the Kratom, but everything you guys do on the channel, your website. Be safe, everyone. I got to go. Hey, thanks for being vulnerable with us, Mike, and sharing your story. I wish you the best, and you keep up the good work, man. You're doing great. Kratom withdrawal is likely not going to be as bad as Oxy withdrawal. It is okay to stay on until you get over your desire to do harder opiates. Thanks for pointing that out, Clint. Yep, a lot of people experience much more pain and dis-ease and discomfort from the opioids and the opiates withdrawals. Now, I want to point out Kratom can be considered an opioid if you define an opioid as a substance that interacts or binds to the opioid receptors. And Kratom can be considered an opioid because the active alkaloids in Kratom, namely mitragynine and 7-hydroxymitragynine, they in fact do bind to the body's opioid receptors. So those alkaloids are floating around in your brain, and they not just float around randomly, but whatever, they're going through the little wires and transmission, and then they'll see an opioid receptor, which I believe it's not only in your brain, but they'll bind to the opioid receptors. They'll stimulate the opioid receptor and they'll send signals out that your body needs to produce more endorphins in order to manage the pain, right? And other hormones are produced as well. This is a good thing. Now, the Kratom compared to other prescription opioids and opiates, it doesn't bang on the opioid receptors as hard. There's this great doctor, Dr. Joseph McCurdy, Christopher McCurdy out of the University of Florida. He has studied in-depth Kratom. Look him up if you really want to get the science on Kratom. But he talks about how the other opioids, like synthetic chemical pharmaceutical opioids, imagine like a piano. They're banging on the piano key really hard and in turn making it to where those opioid receptors become more dependent on the opioids that are coming, the alkaloids and the chemicals that are coming from the synthetic opioids that are coming from the pharmaceuticals. Now, the Kratom, it does hit the key, but it's not banging on it. The alkaloids in Kratom, it's not dang, dang, dang. It's just a more subtle. So it does stimulate the production of endorphins in your brain and all the pain-relieving hormones, but it doesn't stimulate it such that the opioid receptor then becomes dependent and it waits along for the chemical opioid to come. And many people aren't familiar with, like, that's how addiction works. Your receptors in your brain, opioid, serotonin, dopamine receptors. Kratom also interacts with the dopamine and serotonin receptors, which can explain why it helps with stress and anxiety when people are feeling depressed and stuff. Not only do people take kratom in lieu of prescription pain medicine, they also take it instead of Adderall or even serotonin reuptake inhibitors, depression, anxiety medicine as well. I'm not a doctor. I'm not an MD. Do your own research. Think for yourself. I'm just a guy. I've been involved in natural health for over 10 years. I'm a smart man. I've been in this kratom business for over 3 years, selling natural health products before that for several years. Do your own research. Either way, the way that these receptors, so a chemical comes along, cocaine, chemical opioids, and the active compounds and drugs, right? Even cannabis. And so with the opioid receptor, it's like bang, 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 bang. And here comes the chemical opioid. And then the opioids like make endorphins, make things that make the body feel good, right? The body normally produces these signals. But when you put something in externally that is making those signals, then the body's like, oh, we don't have to produce these endorphins on our own. We don't have to send these signals on our own to the opioid receptors. So they pull back. So what happens if you've been banging on H or prescription pain medicine for quite some time? Then the body, when you're like, I gotta quit, this is tearing my life apart. I've been stealing from people. I've just been totally a mess. I lost my job. I gotta quit. So you quit and you don't take them. And then 5 hours, 6 hours, 8 hours down the road, you start to feel a lot of pain and discomfort and dis-ease. And when your body's like, oh man, we got to do something. The body doesn't know. It doesn't remember how to send those endorphins again. It doesn't remember how to send those signals because it became dependent and expecting the chemical to trigger the opioid receptor. It takes a while, even weeks sometimes, for the body to start doing that again. And that's what makes the transition from addiction to sobriety so difficult for so many people. And that's also why kratom is beneficial in that transition period from taking the substance to sobriety, because it still can help to stimulate the opioid receptor, but not stimulate it such that it's banging on it and making it completely dependent. Again, as we talked about earlier, it's entirely possible that if someone was formerly addicted to heroin, alcohol, cocaine, Adderall, opioids, prescription pain medicine, then they start taking kratom, they could potentially become dependent on the kratom. But as many people in this comment section have already pointed out, to transition from kratom to sobriety is far easier than transitioning from heroin or prescription pain medicine, Oxycontin, fentanyl, Vicodin, Percocet to sobriety. So it acts as a middle ground. And if you're concerned about the potential to develop a dependence and a high tolerance, I invite you to check out an article that I wrote titled Three Tips to Avoid Kratom Dependency. It's on our website, mybrabychannels.com. I think it's under the blog section, or you can just Google Three Tips to Avoid Kratom Tolerance. So, yeah. All right. Again, I don't want to make this more longer than an hour. Does this work with Suboxone too? A lot of people have had luck overcoming Suboxone addiction and dependency as well. Let me read you. Thanks for the comment there, Lou Bang. I hope you're still with us. That was at 4:56, man. That was a while ago. You guys are commenting a lot. I appreciate the interaction. There's some people that we have that are some of my customers that have had luck. This person says, I'm on day two of no Suboxone. I had 2 teaspoons of your Nature's Magical Plant and a big cup of pure water this morning. I feel great. To think just a few months ago, I was terrified of forgetting to take my Suboxone in the morning, that I'd never be able to quit. If this works out, which I'm sure it will, I don't know how to thank you. I do take CBD oil. Maybe in the future, I'll start getting that through you. So this person had luck with Suboxone. I thought there was another person that had luck with Suboxone on these. But yeah, we've had numerous customers that have had a whole lot of luck using Kratom to overcome the opioids and in turn the Suboxone. I wanted to point out the video that I did recently. If y'all want to hear more about Kratom from me on the Conscious Resistance, I did this video back in April. It got just under 2,000 views and a whole lot of comments. And a lot of people on here were talking about how it helped them as well to overcome addiction and dependency and stuff. There's a lot of good info in order in here. So yeah. All right. Let me go through any more comments. And then again, I want to remind you to check out bros.freeouncekratom.com, bros.freeouncekratom.com, where you can get just pay $5. We'll ship you a free ounce. Normally costs $15. You also presented with an opportunity to try our four other strains for 50% off. Not only that, if you use coupon code HEALTHFREEDOM, you can then get 17.76% off, 67.76% off on these four guys right here. And you just pay $5 shipping and handling, get all five. I also encourage you to add this to the cart too. Might as well, if you're getting 17.76% off using coupon code HEALTHFREEDOM. This is our newest strain, White Borneo, my new favorite, super uplifting, mild euphoria, great for stress and anxiety, not too strong. Good stuff. So thank you everybody for coming on. I can't keep up with these comments, man. You guys are rocking. There's so many of them. Let me see if I can answer any other questions. Then we're going to take it off. We're going to let you go. You guys are having a conversation amongst yourselves. I love that. I have the worst insomnia, Lou Bang says. So I have luck with CBD for helping sleep. In fact, I took some last night and I slept in too much. I like to try to wake up a little earlier because I just slept so damn heavily. But CBD helps. Also, people find luck with red kratom. It's a little bit more of a body thing. It's a little more sedative. And people have luck taking kratom before they go to sleep, and it helps them in order to sleep better. Also, try to cut your phone off, not watch screens or watch TV before. Perm B says, lost me at the e-check. Hey, I forgot to mention that because there's people that don't want to do e-check, you can now ship me, you can mail me a check or money order. Perm B, if you're still watching, mail a check or money order. If you select mail a check or money order at checkout, then it'll give you the address to ship it to. And then you can just go get a cashier's check or a money order or write a check, and you don't have to worry about any security issues or anything like that. So trying to make it possible for everyone to try, even if they feel a little uncertain of the e-check. But as I told you, the e-check's totally safe and secure, but I understand if people don't want to give it a try. Sir Camley with the really scary Chucky picture here says, I have a bad addiction to kratom. Earlier, we talked about the difference between dependence and addiction. And we talked about someone being able to be physically dependent on something, but it doesn't qualify as an addiction. This is according to the definition of Dr. Gabor Mate, until someone has negative ramifications for themselves or others, and they're dependent and they still continue to take it, even knowing that it has the negative ramifications. So I just wanted to throw that out there as a definition of addiction. For people that are addicted to kratom, let me see if I can find this guy's online course. There are ways to taper down. So if you're taking like 2 big tablespoons or 3 tablespoons, you're taking it 3 times a day, you slowly. So for 1 week, so let's say you take 4 tablespoons, which is a significant amount of kratom. Some people take that every day though, taking 4 tablespoons. So you just continue with your normal dose. Then you start the taper down. So 1 week, you take 3.5 1 week. Then the next week, you take 3 tablespoons. And the next week after that, take 2.5. Then the next week, you take 2. The next week, you take 1.5. Then you take 1. Then you take 1/2 the next week. And then after that, you're done. That's how some people can do it. If you've been taking it for a long time, if your body's physically dependent, that still may not be easy. But if you really want to kick it, then that's something that you can do. That's also something that people can do to come off of other things, right? Again, I'm not a doctor. Oftentimes people are prescribed the opioids and they tell them how to take it, but they don't tell them how to stop taking it. And then when they call their doctor, they're like, hey, doc, I'm addicted. I'm having a lot of trouble here. I need your help. And the doctor's like, oh, we don't know how to help. Here's where you can go to this addiction recovery place. You can check yourself into a rehab clinic, and then you end up getting addicted to methadone or Suboxone, which are still prescription chemical opioids, and you're just still caught in this trap. Well, a lot of people are able to break free from that trap utilizing kratom. However, as Sir Camley says, you still have the potential to be dependent on that. So that's why it comes down to a lot of the inner work that we got to do. Like, you know, why are we dependent on these substances? How can we get away from them and stay away from them through exercise, meditation, therapy, internal work, maybe psychedelics that teach, you know, show us our inner demons or our shadow and doing the shadow work, all sorts of stuff. But let me see, online course, Overcoming Kratom Addiction Tapered Down. Let me see if I can find this guy's course. This guy's course isn't even going to show up because why am I even using stupid Google? DuckDuckGo, let's see if it shows up there. I'll just try to share this later. Online course, Kratom Addiction, because a lot of people seem to be struggling with coming off of the Kratom themselves. Yeah, I can't find it. I'll try to share later. This guy's got a lot of great work and helps a lot of people to overcome not only the addiction to the opioids and stuff, but also the Kratom. Okay, guys. Again, you can go to bros.freeounceofkratom.com, bros.freeounceofkratom.com. Let me just hit this other. You might have already addressed it, this, but can you go over some recipes or ways of consuming? I've seen people make teas, put it in coffee pot, and drink it straight. So, yeah, you can take it as a capsule. We also sell capsules. You can mix it with water or juice. That's what I do. This is my buddy's company here, Organic Muscle. I'm going to try to have some of these made with our Brave Botanicals logo that you can see right there. How cool would that be? Hey, look at that superhero, Kratom Man. So you can mix like a teaspoon, if you're starting to take it, with this much water. Shake it up, shake it up. So I take like two good-sized teaspoons, like pretty good-sized teaspoons. It's well over a teaspoon. And then I put water in there, and then I drink it, and I'll drink it down to like right around here. Then I'll add more water, and then I'll drink it down. Then I'll add more water because the most dense stays at the bottom. And I'll drink this over the course of 5 hours. This has been the same dose for like 5 or 6 hours right now. And then usually I'll just reach a point where it's like, okay, I feel great, or I'm going home for the day or whatever. But I'm still stressed. Or like tonight I'm going to go home and build some furniture. You know, maybe I'll keep drinking it. When I really got a lot going on, or like I'm really stressed, I'll take a second dose. A lot of people take multiple doses during the day. It's just all to each their own. So that's one way to take it. Mix it with juice. It does taste like bitter green tea. So sometimes mixing it with juice helps to minimize the taste. Some people do what's called a toss and wash, where they get a teaspoon. This is what I'm sipping on right now, Super Green Dragon. I'm not going to demonstrate this for you because it's not pleasant, but some people do toss and wash. So they scoop out a dose. This is about, I take about two of these. This is less than, this isn't a teaspoon. It's a smaller spoon. It might actually be a teaspoon. It's kind of small though, but it's really long and good for stirring. Some people do a toss and wash. And so they'll do this and they'll toss in their mouth and they'll drink some water and they'll chug it down. Not for the faint of heart. Other people do where it's called parachuting. So you get a little piece of toilet paper, wouldn't do this, but they do sell things on Amazon that are like food based or that can dissolve. And they get the paper, put the dose in, wrap it up, twist it up, then they put it in their mouth and swallow it. So there's a variety of different methods. If you order the free ounce, if it's your first time to order with us, especially if you order the free ounce, then we send a little paper out with you that has five different ways and it talks about the different ways to take it. Strongly encourage, if it's your first time, to take it on a full stomach or at least having a heavy, hearty snack, and to start with a very small amount, perhaps half a teaspoon or a teaspoon. But the beauty of this method of drinking it with 12 to 16 ounces of water, this is actually 16 ounces, is you can put a teaspoon in there and then you can drink it. Don't chug it, but you're drinking it, you know, over the course of 20, 30 minutes. And then you're like, oh, okay, this feels good. Or, wow, I already feel relief. Or maybe you're like, oh, this actually makes me feel funny and I don't like it. Then you can back off of it. Whereas if you were to just pound a bunch of capsules or take a full dose at once and then maybe feel nauseous or whatever, which happens sometimes, is rare for their first time, which is why I encourage people to take it on a full stomach or eating some food, because it helps minimize the risk of nausea. So I hope that answered your question. People can make Kratom balls with coconut oil. Yeah, there's even some people that freeze it. They make little balls and then freeze it. So Hijink says it's best to rotate strains and start out as small a dose as possible. Never take more than you absolutely need. But yes, it's important to be aware if you have an addictive personality. Hijink, very well said. Right on. It's better than opioids, but it's like hell. The tolerance rises so quick. I'd never recommend it. It is really, as it is very addictive. So, you know, that's what people say. And again, I found this Reddit subreddit group that has like 19,000 people, tons of people that are talking about terrible, terrible effects with addiction. So if you struggle with addiction, if you're prone to addiction, then maybe there's no need to try it. But if you are addicted to something like heroin or opioids, a lot of people find luck using kratom to come off of those. And it's an example of harm reduction. Even if you do become dependent on the kratom and you're taking a lot of it, it's so much harder, if not impossible, to overdose from the kratom. Whereas taking fentanyl or heroin, a lot of people are dying every single day from that. Much better option than methadone or Suboxone. Okay, everybody. Thank you so much. Perm B says, is there a legitimate place I can get kratom and not have to use e-check? Well, Brave Botanicals is a legitimate place, but I don't know if you missed it earlier. I encourage you to, you can mail a check or a money order or a cashier's check if you would like. Okay, John Bush signing out. Wow, there's so much comments and stuff. Everybody's way into the kratom, and I'm grateful to have this audience. I'm grateful to be able to present you with this information. I am grateful for your business. If you're an existing customer, if you are just ordered during this, or if you plan to order, I appreciate your business as well. We have really high quality stuff. It's all lab tested, and we have great customer service. That's what sets us apart, in my opinion. A lot of people have high quality stuff. Maybe some people even get it from the same kratom vendor that we do over in Indonesia. Although people report that they try kratom all the time and have never had stuff as good as ours, right? But not only that, but our unique selling proposition is I'm an activist. I'm fighting for health freedom. You're supporting me through that. But if you buy it through this link right here, bros.freeounceofkratom.com, bros.freeounceofkratom.com, you're also going to support the Conscious Resistance Network and support Derek Bros and his activism and journalism. And I'll guarantee you that we have the best customer service that you've ever experienced from any kratom vendor and quite possibly from any other business or service whatsoever. Yes, it's strong, but I'm going to go ahead and say it. I'm also going to share a phone number that will ring to my personal phone. If you have any questions, you can call this number right here, 512-773-6102. I'll answer, hey, this is John Bush with Brave Botanicals. How can I help you? And we'll be sure to take care of you. Any questions, comments, concerns, if you want to do like a consultation, if you have any questions about what might be the best one to purchase or anything, don't hesitate to call. Again, excellent customer service, high quality kratom, supports activism, supports the Conscious Resistance Network. And one last time, if you buy something besides the free ounce, you can't save on the free ounce. It's already free. You're just paying shipping. We actually lose money on that. We just want people to try it. We want to introduce you to it. We want to build a relationship with you, build some trust. We want you to experience it the first time. But if you buy more than the free ounce, then you can use coupon code HEALTHFREEDOM and get 17.76% off, 17.76% off. So I'm going to do this video to help you to declare your independence from the pharmaceutical companies and from addiction. And as you can see, people in the comments have had a lot of luck. People are like, don't do it. So use your best judgment. Don't take my word for it. Do research. If you do research, though, watch out for FDA and CDC propaganda. It's better to have testimonials and dig deeper in the forums, so on and so forth. But right on. Are you still doing the 5-ounce trial package? Yeah. So go to bros.freeounceofkratom.com, bros.freeounceofkratom.com. Pay $5 shipping and handling, and you get this. It's a 1 ounce, 28 grams, normally retails for $15. Then once you add that to cart, you're presented with a one-time opportunity to get the other 4 strains for 50% off. And if you use the coupon code HEALTHFREEDOM, you'll get these for 67.76% off. So give it a try. I love you. Peace and freedom. Rock and roll. I hope everyone has a good 4th of July weekend, even though like parks and stuff are shut down. It's nuts. But not only should we concern ourselves with political freedom, we should also concern ourselves with health freedom and freedom from chronic pain, freedom from stress and anxiety, freedom from foggy brain, freedom from addiction, especially. And we can go towards a holistic approach to anarchism and freedom and find peace and unity and share it with our fellow human beings. And let's elevate our consciousness in this world. This is John Bush signing out. Thank you so much for your time and for following along. Peace. I'm out.